59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with Music and the Truth Until Dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
We are live, November 14th, 2019, 74th episode of Patriot Power Hour. Give me a Patriot Quarter Hour. Power Hour, Quarter Hour, Power Hour. Going to be a very brief show today, but we're going to go straight to the heat map and get the ball rolling. This has been the Breaker of Banksters, Cochran. I got my co-host, Future Dan, on the other line, but I'm going straight to the heat map due to the quick nature of this show. Follow along at FutureDanger.com. News blatantly censored, Facebook censoring name of Trump, Ukraine whistleblower, YouTube as well. Obviously, this is the first week. I think today was the second day of impeachment proceedings, or not even that per se, just kind of like the testimony. We'll get Future Dan to talk a lot more about that here in a second. We talked about Epstein last week, but another article, Red Alert, this is the second highest level of an article on Future Danger, powerful pedophiles exposed. ABC spiking of the Epstein story draws scrutiny towards the Clinton allied anchor. That's a rabbit hole. It's a dark one, too. If you want to go down it, I know we've already talked about it. We'll leave it at that. Constitution blatantly abused. Rhode Island police chief revokes man's concealed carry weapon license or holding or whatnot because of a photo on Facebook. KC ordinance, I guess that's probably Kansas City, ordinance to seize firearms of the accused. We're seeing kind of a big push towards gun control these days. It comes in ebbs and flows, and you know we're getting a big wave, I feel, of gun control coming through. Or at least they're going to try. We're going to keep fight back. Let's move to the third column on FutureDanger.com, economic indicators. Economic news dreadfully disappoints. CEOs stepping down at levels not seen since 2008. Are they jumping ship before stuff hits the fan? Guess we'll find out. A bunch of baby boomers retiring too, though. So keep that in mind, but it's a low-level indicator on future danger, but something to keep track of. Federal government defaults. Fed government debt jumps $1 trillion in 3 months. $134 billion in 1 month. Just the deficit. We're hitting the red zone on the federal, and red zone's not a good thing here. It's like warning, caution. Federal government debt to GDP ratio, 98%. I think it's going to start hitting that 100% by this time next year. We'll see. This is one I haven't seen yet. Selective scarcity revealed. 1%ers are close to surpassing the wealth of the U.S. middle class. So the entire middle class is going to be outclassed by the 1% in America. It's an orange level indicator. Natural news, a lot of kind of low level, nothing too crazy, something, you know, worth still archiving. Future Danger is great for archiving purposes as well. Go back and do a deep dive years from now into this news. The most extreme indicator right now, superbugs surface. Superbugs on the rise, up from previous CDC report in 2013. And the national security column, can't miss that one. All of them right now are low-level indicators, but there are a lot of them, and there are a lot of articles. The one that caught my eye, kind of because I'm a sci-fi nerd, clandestine space combat suspected. That's got the trending indicator on future danger. The defense intelligence chief paints a bleak picture of the space battlefield, and security is tighter than ever for the secret X-37B mission. With that, and there's many other, trust me, we have at least two to three dozen fresh articles here on Future Danger, just on the dashboard right now. So, nothing, you know, I kind of covered the big ones. Of course, we do have those hearings going on for the Trump impeachment movement, but I want to stop hogging all the space. As I said, short show, but guess what? Next week, our two-year anniversary, we might just have to make that one an hour and a half. I'm saying it now. I'm bringing Future Danger, or Future Dan, the owner and creator of Future Danger. I'm bringing him on right now on the air, remote, undisclosed location. Future Dan, I think we're going to have to go an hour and a half to make up for this for our two-year anniversary show next week. Are you down?
I'm good with that. Yeah, I'm good
all
with
right.
that.
All right. It's officially in it then. November 21st, 2019, 1 week from today. 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Can't wait. 2 full years on the air. It'll be episode 75. We didn't plan it that way. It just so happens to be. I'm looking forward to it, man. We got the short show tonight. What hit your radar on that, you know, from that dashboard news blitz, or you got something else you want to talk about?
Yeah, I don't see any discernible pattern there. Sometimes when I don't read it and I listen to you, I get like the chance to sit back and think about the overall situation. And it's just randoms that have no particular linkage, best I can tell right now. Although the economic we always seem to get a piece or two every single week that's potentially dire. Not anything more than that, just potentially dire. So, but no real outstanding Middle East news. West Pacific, we got Hong Kong with protesters getting shot. You and I talked about that all summer.
Yeah.
And now fatalities are happening. Whether that thing explodes into unrest across China, still to be seen.
Yeah, no, that was a big article. I probably should have covered it. Here's a good question for you. I believe it was a green indicator because, you know, it did make headlines, but I think you do a good job of not overreacting. But we did see a pretty nasty video. I'm not going to say it's Tiananmen Square level tank man, but on the flip side, they showed a cop just shoot a guy straight point blank. He was going for the gun, though. This stuff has been escalated, and you're right. We have been covering it for months, practically half a year at this point, I think, you and I here on Patriot Power Hour. It is starting to escalate. But why did you make that a green indicator?
Because the indicator is Chinese civil unrest spreads. Hong Kong's been a problem all summer, but it's not spreading. And the only reason, you know, police brutality and the reaction to it in other countries matters to us is, you know, this is China. That could happen in 150 other countries, and it would still not be dangerous to the United States, but if it's a communist regime, and if it starts to wobble, I'm old enough to have watched the Soviet Union and all those client states in Eastern Europe suddenly not be there anymore. Chinese communist government, I don't know how secure it is. So civil unrest isn't spreading. It's topical because it could become that. So it's green.
Okay. Definitely makes sense. And actually, that kind of reminded me of something I wanted to talk about that you had covered earlier. The not be able to discern a pattern necessarily from this. Sometimes what I think of, and this is why I like to dive into the archives, like I kind of gave a nice little plug earlier, we're really, the best I could think of was if you're trying to look at a graph on Excel, right? If you zoom all the way in, like 500% zoom, you're going to see the last hour worth of data. Let's just talk about like a stock market chart, right? If you just zoom into an hour, it's going to look kind of random. You're not going to probably be able to find a pattern. Or if you do find a pattern, it's probably not statistically significant. If you pull out, it's just a little blip in the radar. I think future danger is, yeah, it's not a pro or a con. I think, you know, what we're seeing right here is the pulse of the news. But you can do and really zoomed in 400%, but you can zoom all the way back, maybe not all the way, you know, 50 years ago, but there's so much that's happened in the last few years that being able to go back and zoom all the way out and track these indicators is pretty awesome.
Well, just to be clear, we got an archive back to the early 2017. So you can do that far back on individual indicators.
Okay. Nice. So, we might just have to deep dive on a couple of our favorite indicators of the past 2 years on our anniversary show next week. I'm looking forward to
that.
Go ahead.
I got a plug for you, too. For listeners who catch at Bankstabreaker on Twitter and other social media, I'm sure you're doing it in Facebook. But I'm seeing them in Twitter. You've been on a meme streak, Creighton. All kinds of crazy memes. Tell us a little bit about what caused that outburst in artistic creativity, political artistic creativity.
I won't lie. About 90% of them I am borrowing from others, but that's the point of a meme. I have been in the meme war. Actually, I was retired from the meme war, kind of a joke, for about a year. But before that, for 3, 4, 5 years, I was hitting it pretty hard on different social media. But I just got so sick of social media. I went months without going into Facebook and weeks without Twitter because I was just so sick of it. Long story short, I had kept thousands of these memes, like the best that I had ever found. And don't tell my employer, I was a little bored one day. Got myself a USB stick of those memes and selected the best couple hundred and said, hey, I'm just going to blast 4, 5, 6 of these a day for the next 3, 4 weeks to finish off the year. And that was my inspiration.
Yeah, so anybody has a chance to check out your timeline. There's many I have not seen before.
Yeah, man, I'm loving it. I got more where they came from thanks to the plug at Bankstabreaker on Twitter or Dethrone the Banksters on Facebook. And there's some really good ones up there. One thing I've learned about memes, some of them don't age well. Some of them get better with age. So our Patriot Power Hour, I think, is going to be the same way.
There you go. Well, to answer your question you were about to ask me before we got into the meme history and direction of memeing associated with Patriot Power Hour was, you know, the topics that, you know, strike my interest this week. We've got to come back to what impeachment is, because now they've had hearings, right? Last week, I was speaking about, you know, what is the impeachable offense? And offense, and that's being asked right now by the Republicans, of course. But the attempted line or narrative that was in the news this week when the first hearings came out was it's bribery, right? So that would be an actual crime. It's defined by the United States system, you know, U.S. code. Of course, at this juncture, it doesn't seem like there's any evidence at all of it. So where this is going is probably nowhere. But nevertheless, if they hang their hat on some crime like that, then the impeachment could be valid. But right now, it looks like I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Evidence isn't really there. We'll see. The drama will continue. We got to go right now, folks. Sorry for the short episode. Hour and a half next week. See you then.